You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Men and women of goodwill of the Diocese of Rome are to walk the way of the cross in solidarity with all women victims of human trafficking on Friday evening. During the general audience on Wednesday, Pope Francis invited the faithful to participate in the initiative that is organised by the Pope John the 23rd community in favour of women and girls who have been rescued from trafficking rings and for those who are still enslaved by the sex trade.
Invito i romani a partecipare alla Via Crucis.
At its third edition, the Via Crucis for Crucified Women aims to raise awareness about the plight of women who are trafficked and enslaved for prostitution. The 7 p.m. rendezvous in Rome's Garbatella area has been strongly supported by the Diocese of Rome and Rome Auxiliary Bishop Paolo Lo Iudice. Father Aldo Bonaiuto of the Pope John the 23rd community, organiser and coordinator of this special Via Crucis, said that the number of women trafficked for prostitution has quadrupled over the past 2 years. Estimates of various national monitoring groups put the numbers of women and girls used in the sex trade in Italy at between 70 and 100,000. We believe, he said, that this presence is actually multiplied by four due to the continued landings of refugees along our coasts. And he said, we all know that a large percentage of these girls are trafficked for sexual exploitation. Father Bonaiuto said the shameful trade sees the presence of girls who are younger and younger. Most of them, he said, are trafficked from Nigeria and then distributed throughout Europe. The huge presence of these innocent girls who are raped on our streets is possible, he concluded, because there is a demand. Changing this culture and discouraging customers can go a long way in suppressing the offer, and that is why raising awareness is so crucial. I'm Linda Bordoni.